Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, recitation of salat upon me is noor on the bridge of sirat. Whoever recites salat upon me 80 times on Friday, 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. یہی ہے آرزو تعلیم قرآن عام ہو جائے ہر ایک پرچم سے اونچا پرچم اسلام ہو جائے May the teachings of the Quran prevail This is my prayer over all the other flags May the flag of Islam fly higher Dear viewers of Madani channel Welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom Today my topic is Virtues of reciting the Holy Quran Make good intentions and listen carefully to this episode. Sayyidina Shaykh Sabit Bunani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to complete the recitation of the Holy Quran once every day. He would always observe fast during the day and offer nawafil throughout the night. He would always offer two rak'at of nafil salah in every masjid he passed by. This salah is known as Tahiyyatul Masjid. Revealing the blessings bestowed upon him, he says, I have completed the recitation of the entire Holy Quran and I have wept in the court of my Rabb next to each and every pillar of the Jami Masjid. He had exceptional love for salah and for the recitation of the Holy Quran and the extent of the blessings upon him is coveted. Consequently, after his passing away, during the burial, suddenly a brick slipped and fell into the grave. When some people leaned in to pick up the brick, they were amazed to see that the Shaykh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was standing in his grave and offering his salah. When his family members were asked about that, his respected daughter said, My honorable father, would make the following supplication every day. O Allah Azza wa Jal, if you grant anybody the blessing of offering salah in his grave after death, then privilege me too with such a blessing. It is reported that whenever people would pass close by the blessed tomb of the Shaykh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they would hear the utterance of the recitation of the Holy Quran coming from inside the blessed grave. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the noble and glorious Quran is the sacred word of Allah Azza wa Jal. Reciting the Quran, teaching the Quran, listening to the Quran, and reciting the Quran for others to listen to are all rewarding acts. On reciting one letter of the Holy Quran, one reaps 10 virtues. In this respect, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites one letter of the Book of Allah, he will get one virtue which will be equivalent to 10 virtues. I am not saying that Alif Lam Mim is one letter. In fact, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. Subhanallah. Tilawat ki taufeeq de de ya ilahi, gunahon ki ho dur, dil se siyahi. To recite the Holy Quran, O my Allah Azza wa Jal, give me the ability so that my heart may be cleansed from iniquity. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, whoever likes to know whether he has devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he should determine how much he loves the glorious Quran, that is, recites and acts upon it. Then he also has devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the sign of having devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal is in fact having devotion to the glorious Quran. The sign of having devotion to the glorious Quran is in fact having devotion to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The sign of having devotion to the Sunnah is in fact having devotion to the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The sign of having devotion to the Sunnah is in fact having devotion to the hereafter. And the sign of having devotion to the hereafter is in fact showing hatred to worldliness. And the sign of showing hatred towards worldliness is to use it according to your need so that it leads to the hereafter safely. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you seen that the devotion to the glorious Quran is of great significance, that it is declared to be a sign of devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal and his noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the sign of having devotion to the glorious Quran is also to act upon it along with reciting it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, those who love the glorious Quran and also act upon it are very, very fortunate. But alas, the majority of people have drifted very far away from the glorious Quran and they are deprived of its recitation. That is why we are surrounded by various problems and issues such as discords, disagreements, hostilities and domestic disputes, etc. Each one of us has a copy of the glorious Quran in his house and it is a great privilege to have it, but it is as if we have forgot it after placing it in our houses. And many of us do not even bother to open it, though great excellences and virtues have been stated about reciting the glorious Quran at home. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the house in which the glorious Quran is recited, it is a blessing for its dwellers. Its goodness and favor is in abundance. Angels approach there. Shayateen go away. And that place where the Quran is not recited, the barakah of the place is reduced. The angels go away from there and the shayateen enter. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, be the true believers of the glorious Quran. Show true eagerness towards it. Be habitual in reciting it regularly. Then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will be privileged to see its blessings and favors. Domestic disputes will be removed. There will be blessings in your livelihood. And all the issues, there will be blessings in your livelihood. And all the issues and difficulties will be resolved smoothly. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya writes, Tilawat ki taufeeq de de ilahi, gunahon ki ho dur, dil se siyahi. O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us the privilege of recitation so that the filth of sins may be removed from our hearts. The embodiment of Noor, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the best person amongst you is the one who learned the Holy Quran and taught it to others. Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman Sulami radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to teach the Holy Quran in the masjid and he would say, this حدیث has made me seated here. اللہ مجھے حافظ قرآن بنا دے، قرآن کے احکام پہ بھی مجھ کو چلا دے. او اللہ عز و جل، make me a حافظ of the holy Quran and make me steadfast upon the commands of the holy Quran. The Quran will intercede and take people into paradise. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of a heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever learnt and taught the holy Quran and then acted upon whatever is in the holy Quran, the Quran will intercede for him and take him into paradise. Subhanallah. The poet says, Ilahi, khub de de shauk Quran ki tilawat ka, sharaf de gumbade khazra ke saaye mein shahadat ka. The passion to recite the Quran, for this I supplicate, to die as a martyr under the green dome. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make this my fate. Ameen. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that whoever teaches one verse of the glorious Quran or any sunnah of the deen to anyone, Allah Azza wa Jal will prepare such a reward for him on the day of judgment that there will be no reward better than that for anybody. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is mentioned in a hadith, whoever teaches one verse of the book of Allah or one chapter of knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal will continue to increase his reward until the day of judgment. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is learned that there are numerous rites of the glorious book of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the right of the glorious Quran that it is loved, it is recited, it is understood, it is believed in, acted upon and imparted to others. Similarly, numerous virtues and excellences of the glorious Quran have been mentioned in the blessed ahadith. Let's listen to four blessed sayings of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard. Number one, continue reciting the glorious Quran as it will intercede for its reciters on the day of judgment. Number two, he who is prevented from making dua because of the recitation of the Quran, I will grant him more than the reward of those who are thankful. Number three, three kinds of people will be on the hills of dark mushk. They will be free from any kind of distress, nor will they be asked for accountability until people will finish their accountability. Out of them, one person will be that person who recited the glorious Quran for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and led people in prayer, and they are happy with him. Number four, people of the glorious Quran, that is, those who recite and act upon the commandments mentioned in the glorious Quran, they are ones who love Allah Azza wa Jal and His special people. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, whoever recites the glorious Quran daily in the morning and the evening, not only does he collect an abundance of reward, but also by the blessings of the glorious Quran, he is cured of inner and outer diseases. Let's listen to the excellence of some blessed surahs of the glorious Quran mentioned in the 679 page book Jannati Zevar, published by Maktabatul Madina. Any dua that is made after reciting Surah Fatiha 100 times will be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaitan flees from the house in which Surah Baqarah is recited. Recitation of Ayatul Kursi removes poverty. Whoever memorizes the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf, he will remain secured from Dajjal. Whoever goes to visit the graves of one or both of his parents every Friday and then recites Surah Yasin next to them, that is by their graves, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant forgiveness for him in place of each letter. Recitation of Surah Dukhan removes trouble. Whoever recites Surah Al-Jathiyah and blows, that is, does dumb, at the person who is in the pangs of death, he will have a peaceful end. Reciting Surah Al-Hujurat and doing dumb is beneficial for blessings in the home. Recitation of Surah Kahf brings about abundance of fruits in one's garden. By reciting Surah Ar-Rahman 11 times, all objectives are achieved. The one who recites Surah Al-Waqiyah daily would never suffer from starvation. The one who recites Surah Mulk every night would be protected from the punishment of the grave. Reciting Surah Muzammil 11 times eases each difficulty. Making dua for memorizing the glorious Quran by reciting Surah Al-Muddassir, memorizing the glorious Quran, will become easy. Recitation of Surah An-Naziyat eases the agony of death. Recitation of Surah Ad-Duha finds a man who ran away. The possession on which Surah Al-Nashra is recited upon will have loads of blessings. Recitation of Surah At-Teen 3 times improves character and manner. Surah Alaq has the cure of joints pain. The one who recites Surah Al-Qadr in the morning and the evening, Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate his honor. Surah Al-Zilzal is equivalent to a quarter of the Quran. Dam, that is blowing, of Surah Al-Adiyat is useful for that animal or man who is the victim of an evil eye. Recitation of Surah Al-Qariyah protects from calamities. Recitation of Surah At-Takasur 300 times makes debt pay off at the earliest. Recitation of Surah Al-Asr removes sorrow. Surah Al-Humazah and Surah Al-Fil protect from the evil of enemy. Surah Quraysh is the effective cure for protection of life. Recitation of Surah Al-Ma'un is very effective in the time of difficulty. By the recitation of Surah Al-Qasr, a man without children receives children. Surah Al-Kafirun is equivalent to a quarter of the Holy Quran. Surah Ikhlas is equal to the one-third of the Holy Quran, and there are numerous virtues of it. Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas protect from evil jinn, shaitan, and jealous people. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we have heard about the nobility and excellence of the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran is a divine revelation. It is a source of attaining the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a nuskha-e kimya, prescription and model till the end of the world. It is a heart of all revealed books. It is a source of all branches of knowledge. It is a collection of guidance. It is a bouquet of blessings. It is a source of knowledge. It is a code of life. If it is followed properly, all issues and problems can be solved through it. It is such a light through which the darkness of ignorance can be warded off. The glorious Quran is an intercession upon its reciters on the day of judgment. Even the reciters will have no fear of anything, nor would they be summoned for accountability or reckoning. Recitation of the glorious Quran is a superior worship. We should also make a routine of reciting the glorious Quran in the morning and the evening with correct accent and pronunciation, and we should also act upon the teachings of Quranic education. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us privilege to act upon the glorious Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer.